Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Lois Geller back on the show. She is the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing. She is the author of two books that are the Bibles in their area. Customers for Keeps is an outstanding customer care book, and Response, the complete guide to profitable direct marketing. If Lois doesn't know about marketing, whatever Lois doesn't know about marketing, you don't need to know. She knows it all. She's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Good morning.
Always a pleasure to have you back. But I was telling the audience how you have evolved and not reinvented, because you didn't leave anything behind, but you've really evolved and grown into this social media expert. I'm really impressed with how you have become a real guru in this area, and you've helped us a lot with it over the last couple of 3 years. But today we're going to talk about something that's, it's not brand new, because I've been hearing about it for a while, but I think most people probably are not as familiar with it as they are others, and that's this Pinterest website. Tell us about Pinterest.
Pinterest is a fascinating website. And it's the fastest growing of all the social media websites, and it's basically a virtual pinboard of all of the things that you're interested in.
Isn't it a kind of a scrapbook?
It is. They call it a scrapbook, but you know, when I say scrapbook, clients say they don't want to be in it. You know, so I've never used the scrapbook word yet.
When I think, when I think of scrapbook, I think of women.
Right, and
sorry, and I just
women were early adapters, and yet there are more and more men getting on Pinterest all the time. 70% of the people who actually pin are women, so 30% are men. And
I was on the website today, Gois.
Yes.
And I saw puppies and babies and fingernails and pink and things like that. I didn't see any golf clubs or footballs or T-bone steaks or anything like that.
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
It looked awfully girly. I have to be honest with you.
I have to be honest with you, Lois.
It looked awfully girly.
Yeah, that's because whoever you're following or whoever's
I'm not following anybody. I just went to the website.
Well, for the most part, the people who you're following, you see their pins up there when you go up there.
Yeah, okay.
And it could be that you went to, I don't know where they put you on.
I just went to Pinterest.com. I just opened it up.
Oh, so then maybe that was what was coming up. For the most part, it looks like that.
Yeah.
Many of the Pinterest people have children. As I said, it's growing male. As of this morning, I'm looking at the numbers here, 31.8% male.
Mm-hmm.
The average household income is about $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
They have 11.7 million users, and they're active users.
Yeah.
A lot of people join Twitter, and then they just say, oh, this is too hard, or I don't have time to talk about a ham sandwich, and they just defect. But on Pinterest, they're staying with it much longer.
Huh. A business standpoint, I can see, even though I'm having a little fun with you about the girly thing, even though that's true, the truth is, everybody knows that women spend most of the money in a household. And so,
exactly.
So if you're trying to reach where most of the money in a household is, then you need to be hanging out where the ladies are. And so I can see where even though I personally might not want to go hang, I might rather go to Sports Illustrated or golf.com, myself for my personal time. If I'm a business owner trying to reach where the money is, then this is probably a good place to be.
And it's interesting that many companies are investing in Pinterest for their brands. Whole Foods, Nordstrom's, Mashable, which is a social media site, all are investing heavily in Pinterest. And the funny thing is that I started my Pinterest site, I guess about 7 months ago, something like that. And I had read about it in Wall Street Journal, so I set it up, and I set up my boards. And I set it up, used one of my boards as my blog. And so when I have a blog post and a photograph on the post, I put the photograph up there. Then people click on that photograph and then come through to my blog and read the post.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a huge traffic builder for me. When I look at the stats, I would say about 22% come from Pinterest, yet I have not a lot of followers. You know,
tell us what a typical person does on Pinterest.
Well, a typical person has boards that they have set up about things that they're interested in. So it could be that they're interested in food, or it could be that I'm interested in marketing. So my blog, my Pinterest page, rather, if you go to my Pinterest page, it has my boards have my blogs that I read and my own blog that, that I like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I pin a blog post that I like, and people who follow me read a lot of the blog posts that on my board. So I have about eight boards here. I have my bucket list, for instance, all the things I want to do before I kick my bucket, you know? And so I have on there places I want to see. I always wanted to see Prague, you know? I want to go to China. I've never been to Vietnam. So I have pictures on there of the bucket list. And then I also have some of my favorite friends, you know, and I have some pretty terrific friends. And I have a picture of the head of the Luxury Marketing Council, Chris Ramey.
Am I on your Pinterest page?
I think you are. I think there's a
I'm going to check that out, because I don't want to get my feelings hurt here, Lois.
No, I better not.
I'm going to give you a break to fix that if it's not right. Hey, Lois, tell the audience how they can find you online.
They can find me at LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
Or my blog, JoyOfDirectMarketing.com.
JoyOfDirectMarketing.com. Her books are outstanding, folks. They're legendary. Check those out wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with Lois Geller. More on this after these messages. We're going to find out how businesses can connect with Pinterest users after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.